I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Blazers released a press release that said after four seasons, Kevin Calabro and the team have parted ways. He is no longer going to be the play-by-play man alongside Lamar Hurd. No real reason given. I think there's speculation until Calabro, if he does give a quote about why he left, or maybe the team does. The only thing I would say, my best guess, this is a shot in the dark, no information, no sourcing. I know he's such a big Seattle guy that he lives in Seattle. So when he comes down here to call games, he actually just stays right up here on the waterfront. I'd imagine over time that kind of weighs on you when your main residence is 2.5 to 3 hours away, but you're here as often as you are. So that could be maybe one of the reasons. Maybe there's something else that we don't know yet that's behind the scenes. But 4 years, Kevin Calabro was the play-by-play man replacing Mike Barrett and Mike Rice. And now he is out for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yeah, it sounds like Jordan Kent's going to be calling the games, the eight that they're going to do in Orlando. They're none of the
broadcast. That's a tryout, by the way.
Probably.
That's absolutely a tryout.
And none of the broadcasting teams are going to be there, so it's going to be kind of a unique circumstance. We've known that all along. They're going to be broadcasting from back here in Portland. This, I didn't expect this, I guess, first off. I think it caught a lot of people off guard, very similar to the last time they made a broadcasting change when I remember we were on the air and that news broke and it kind of took over the show. And we were all wondering what they had in the wait and who the next guy was going to be. And then they announced Kevin Calabro, and he was a big-time announcer from ESPN. He's well-known across the NBA. So it kind of made sense of why they wanted to go that route. I think it just shocked a lot of people. The tough part with this, I think, is it takes a long time. And we know this from our radio career. I think this is true in any broadcasting form. It just takes a long time for people to welcome you in and kind of accept you as a part of their team or their fan base or their daily routine.
We still deal with that from time to time.
We absolutely do. And I think Calabro and Lamar Hurd were kind of still dealing with that. Not to, of course, the levels they were 4 years ago, but they were starting to become normal. It was starting to become the broadcasting team. When you do it for four straight seasons and you have the best season that the team's had, you know, in the last two decades of getting to the Western Conference Finals last year, I think that goes a long way in kind of growing your relationship with the fan base. So now you're going to have to hit a bit of a reset button, and we don't know what's going to happen with Lamar Hurd. I hope they don't make a change there because I think he's improved a ton over the last 4 years and is a great color analyst, but it's just tough. You want to have consistency and long-term broadcasters for your team and for your fan base. And for an organization that really had that on the radio and TV side since the founding, all the way back in the 1970s, it feels like it's been a small number of people to have to change again after 4 years. It's tough for the fans to go through, and you hope they make a good hire.
I think the immediate reaction from everybody on social media was, all right, bring Mike Barrett back.
Yeah, that's what everybody was tweeting.
And like, I have no relationship with Mike Barrett. I've met him like two times, literally no relationship at all. He may have been on our show once, but I don't know. I would totally understand it. I'm not convinced like so many others that he is even interested. He's made it abundantly clear when he's done interviews with Isaac and Souk, that he kind of prefers being around the family. He's got kids. He's super involved and super heavy in on the Portland Diamond Project. I don't know. He'd have to address that himself. But my first thought was, I don't even think he's interested anymore. Maybe he is. Maybe it's enticing. Those jobs, as you mentioned, it's not only the Blazers. There's been a lot of teams that have had more broadcasters than Portland over their franchise history. But these jobs do not open.
No.
I mean, you largely get these gigs. And no. If you get it, do whatever you can to hold on to it. Because if you can, you're talking 30 to 40 to maybe even 50 years of your life with a great paycheck, and you're tied to a franchise. It's mm-hmm. a stable job.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he would be enticed in that regard, but the feeling that I've got from listening to him talk about that is maybe his heart isn't even in broadcasting anymore.
Right.
It's more in the backdrop of Portland Diamond Project. Let me do interviews to talk about that, help bring a baseball team to Portland and be involved with that franchise.
It's also a weird circumstance, too, because they let him go. That's kind of
they did.
I mean, put yourself in his shoes of a team letting you go after a long run as a broadcaster and then 4 years later saying, hey, you want to come back? That's kind of an awkward situation.
Well, and you also wonder, too, do you avoid going the national route the way you did with Calabro? It was obviously great. I loved their broadcast. I thought he was fantastic. But there is an element to getting the national guy where he doesn't live in Portland. He's not as familiar with Portland. He lives in Seattle. He goes to all these other places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you go down that avenue. I think Portland is such a hyper-local market for basketball. Yeah. You kind of want to get a Northwest native or somebody that understands Trailblazer basketball already.
Yeah, you want to have that knowledge. I think that's important. And I think there was some frustrations with that with Calabro early on of him never feeling like a true Portlander. You know, he came from Seattle.
One thing that always bothered me was when he still did this to his last day, was, welcome to Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, he always dropped Oregon like it was a national broadcast.
Yeah, you're not doing the national broadcast. We know you're in Oregon.
This isn't ESPN radio.
That was my only nitpick with him.
You're broadcasting in Portland. We know what state we're in. So I think that's vitally important. You know, I've seen some people bring up Wheels. I don't know how much, you know, you got to go back to his older days as a TV guy on that side. And that was a different parting of ways, I think, than what Mike Barrett had. That was more of a health reasons. Let's let you get healthy. And they've moved on the radio side, obviously. But he is somebody that seems like he's doing healthier. We had him on the show a while back,
yeah,
and seems like he's doing good, looking for another crack in broadcasting. So maybe that's the route you want to go. And there's a familiarity with the fan base that I think would help make that transition really easy on his part. But it's just unique. And you mentioned him not really giving a reason. He just kind of released a statement and said, you know, we thank Portland for welcoming me and my family, and it's been a great run for 4 years. Felt like we became a part of the city, but it doesn't sound like health related unless there's something we don't know about. It wasn't a part of the team layoffs, because remember, they just had to lay off some folks last week.
Yeah,
the news came out, so it wasn't a part of either of those. So I will be curious if he ever ends up giving a sit down interview of why he decided to make this move. Because as you mentioned, these are pretty sought after jobs in the broadcasting world to become the voice of a team. And there's only a handful of them across, obviously, all of the NBA. When you get one, it feels like these guys try and hang on to them as long as they can. And there's not necessarily that immediate pivot back to a national broadcasting angle, too, because we don't know what the landscape of national sports are going to look like, what ESPN's going to be doing. Like, we're just kind of in this weird flux period. So it's not like it's an immediate pivot back to ESPN. So it was a bit of a strange headline.
Well, it's for as long as he's been in the industry, I'd also say, highly doubt he's hurting financially.
Sure, he's probably doing well off.
He's probably in a pretty good spot, which is okay to admit. Somebody texts in at the fan text line that Yahoo cites that it's family.
Family related, okay.
But again, that's the point. Is he's based in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of, I always wondered about that. Like, you're not commuting daily, so you're going to live here for 4 or 5 months of the year, and then you live in Seattle the other remaining months.
Yeah, if you're going to do that, you would just think move everybody to Portland and make this your hometown so you don't have to deal with that.
And you just never know how committed people want to be. He was in Seattle for so long,
right,
that you fall in love with places that kind of suit who you are. So Kevin Calabro, if you're just tuning in, is out as the play-by-play man of the Portland Trailblazers. I tweeted this, and I wholeheartedly believe this. If there is any idea about replacing Lamar Hurd, stop it right now. It's stupid. That would be a disaster. His first year, I thought he learned a lot. You could tell he was a guy that went from doing super regional Pac-12 right, basketball stuff.
Right, much smaller scale.
Yeah, to a huge jump, and that's okay. Like, to have some hiccups or to kind of have to find your rhythm and your group. I thought he was good year one, but mm-hmm, I think the last couple years you've seen him take an even better jump, and I think it's only going to get better over time. So the color analyst role is filled as far as I'm concerned. I hope they're not even thinking about that, and I don't think that they are. What I am wondering, though, is this Jordan's love? Is this Jordan Kent's job? Sorry, I said Jordan Love. I'm reading a tweet. Is this Jordan Kent's job to lose, kind of? And you alluded to it. They're going to give him the 8 games mm-hmm, leading into the end of the season in Orlando.
Maybe longer than that, too, if they make the playoffs. You get the rights to call the first-round playoff games as a local broadcaster, right. So he might get a longer run than that, too.
Which, you know, if you hit it off for eight games plus a first-round matchup, even if that's only four, 12 games, good sample size. I mean, former coworker, he got to fill in for Wheels Demers, and
and then he ended up getting the job.
He took the job and he got it.
The one thing I will say about it, and I don't know Jordan Kent, I know he does a lot of TV studio stuff and he does a lot of hosting. Play by play is just a different animal. I never heard him do play by play. So I think that's the one unique part. As somebody who's been in broadcasting and I've had the chance to do color commentary for games, for radio and TV, I've had a chance to do play-by-play, and then obviously hosting. Like, play-by-play, it's a bit of a different animal, especially a sport like basketball. It's very up-tempo and up-pace. It's one thing to kind of lay in the weeds as a color analyst and provide some commentary here and there, but it's just I'll be curious to hear how he sounds, and I think the fans will... The fans will vote with their social media presence, right?
Yeah, but like they did that year one. How much optimism? Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
We went way over the clock all day yesterday. I want to try to keep this in for Joe. I think you're bringing up a good point, Dirt, of what a year one would be play-by-play-wise, the reaction. And then we'll also talk about the Blazers lineup potentially heading to Orlando. You can share your thoughts of who maybe is a name out there you'd be interested in hearing as the play-by-play voice alongside Lamar Hurd at 503-250-1080. We'll talk more Blazer stuff next, but first, Joe with a sports update. The play-by-play voice, you asked an interesting question before the break. What was it?
Well, just essentially, I think fans will speak with their social media accounts if they approve of Jordan Kent. Now, somebody texted in that he does Pac-12 network play-by-play, but that doesn't ring a bell for me for
some
reason.
I've never heard him call a football game on the Pac-12 network. Now, admittedly, I don't have the network the last year and a half. Sure.
And I've only watched Duck games, so I don't think he's called any Duck games.
I largely only watch Beaver games if I'm watching the Pac-12 network. So I'll take that listener's word for it that he's got some experience, which is a good thing.
Yeah. But yeah, it was essentially just, are you going to give him a fair crack over eight games, or is it going to be like first game in, this guy sucks?
But is eight games good enough to tell if that's really the right guy? Because I don't know, this is the thing, play-by-play, like I had some friends and super supportive for this, but they were like, Sprague, you should apply for that job. I think you'd be really good at it. And I said, no, I'm terrible at play-by-play. Yeah.
I love when my parents say that to me sometimes too.
Well, it's
like a job opening.
Yeah.
Are you gonna apply? I remember when the NHL team was announced in Seattle. My mom asked me if I was gonna apply for that gig, and I said the play-by-play gig. She was like, "Yeah, or the color job." I said, "No, those usually go to former players. I don't think I'm gonna get that one. And I've never done hockey play-by-play in my life. I don't think I'm gonna get an NHL job. Sorry, mom."
If I did NBA basketball play-by-play as like the lead, it would be such a different broadcast than almost anything because I don't have the experience.
What would your catchphrase be?
I'd have to really noodle on that. I don't think you shouldn't have one when somebody says, well, what's your catchphrase? You shouldn't just have it.
Cover me in maple syrup and spank me. Let's go.
That would be great. A big Damian Lillard 3. Spank me, baby! Dude, that would be a great call. We're on to something now.
Good Nails a 3. God. Cover me in syrup.
Good God.
Spank me, mommy!
Where's the Nurk one? The Yusuf Nurkic one? Damn it. Swag's got
to say the Ukrainian name.
Yeah, when I was saying his girlfriend's name.
Yeah, that could be whenever.
Burkitt Skimfa.
Drop that when Nurkic hits a bucket. Nice little hook shot.
I love the support because it's always nice to have that. But
yes.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't even think I'd get an email response if I ever applied. They'd be like, who's this doofus?
Yeah, Chris McGowan unfollowed me on Twitter, so I don't think I'm getting that job anytime soon. I will say, we've had
awkward if he acted like he didn't know
you. Dude, we had you in studio, man. We shared a bonding moment in a commercial break.
We won't talk about what that bonding moment was.
But we bonded.
But that was a serious bonding moment.
And people are texting in Jason Swigart. He should throw his hat in the mix.
Well, get this.
Yeah, throw your name in there, Swigart.
So this is not ideal. Get this. I text Swigart today at 9:15. I'm going golfing with him tomorrow, right after the show. And I text him and I said, better get that resume ready.
Yeah, dust it off.
And that was his response. Huh? And I said,
come on, Swigart.
Kevin Calabro is
he's stepping down and
he's out. Yeah. Swag never responded, which leads me to believe he instantly put the phone down and he's working right now and putting together it. Because I'm telling you, he loves the fan. He's as hard a working person behind the scenes as anybody here, probably more.
he would absolutely leave us without even hesitating.
That's his dream
job.
If he got a shot at that, is to be a play-by-play voice of a major brand. That's his dream job. I mean, he has told us in the past that he wants to do it for a college, like a bigger college program.
He wants to be a Mike Parker.
Yeah,
I don't blame. That's a great
Jerry Allen. That's a great job when you can get it. Those are two long-term great broadcasters in the state of Oregon. But hell yeah, you take that job in a heartbeat.
Excuse me, he already is the voice of the Pilots. He is.
I think you're talking, like a brand, an actual brand, and then also doing other teams as well.
Wow.
Like, not just. Come on. He does their basketball team. They don't have a football team. He doesn't do their baseball radio broadcast.
Just ethering the Pilots.
If their basketball team doesn't win games, is it real?
Hey, they improved last season, okay?
Did they? They won like five games.
Well, you should have seen the season before.
Did they win four?
It was bad.
Oh, it was ugly, yeah.
It was bad.
So, yes, he should throw his hat in the ring.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be curious to hear
Dame
how.
Dame for three. You're so naughty.
You're so naughty.
You're so naughty.
Honestly, I would use phrases like that. And that's what I'm saying is I stand no chance because I would say stuff that people at home be like, what? Did he really just say that?
Say something really weird.
Oh, damn, you're so naughty.
I'm picturing Crawford hammered at the Dodger game yelling, milk me, mommy.
Hit me, daddy.
Yeah, wait, what? Whoa. What did you just yell? P1 Pat said you could use jazz hands if you're with me on a great play.
Jazz hands!
Get the whole arena to go with you. Everybody's jazz hands.
And how many people, if you ended up liking that style of play-by-play... How many people legitimately at home do jazz hands as like
become our thing?
The unifying symbol is a play-by-play guy.
It's like spirit fingers. We're just doing jazz hands in our home watching. Everybody's at the Spirit of 77 jazz hands after Damian Lillard dunks.
Here's the other part of this. If you're being really honest, if you don't practice or do play-by-play on a regular basis.
It's really hard, man.
Well, no. Yeah. Aside from just actually doing it, it's super hard. How often would you almost, if not actually, use somebody else's catchphrase? I'll give you an example. One of my favorite things to do, I'll go play pickup hoops at a random local gym or at a park, and I'll hit a three, and I will literally yell, bang!
He's running back at the other end of the floor.
How many times would you steal a catchphrase, right?
It'd be really hard to not do.
Wheels. You would use
boom shakalaka.
Yeah, you would use boom shakalaka just because it's programmed into my brain for basically my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Boom goes the dynamite.
You would want to do that because it's a natural. That's all you've heard. You've never really done it.
Yeah, yeah. I would for sure do that, and that's where I think it's important to hire a play-by-play guy that does a lot of play-by-play because then you won't have that problem. Because if you do it on a regular basis, I don't think you have that issue. If you do it like once in a blue moon, you're probably going to have that problem a little bit. It's going to be, look, the return is
It's going to be really different, and we're all going to bitch and moan at some point.
Oh, we for sure all will. And it's already a weird restart. They're in a bubble. There's no fans. They're calling the game from Portland. Like, it's already weird to begin with, whether it's Calabro and Lamar Hurd. But it's a whole different animal now that you're going to have a new play-by-play guy to try and ingest and just see how it goes. But I do know that people are not scared of sharing their opinions on social media.
Oh, so they'll let you know if you suck.
If people are not approving of Jordan Kent, you will hear it on social media, and I imagine we'll be going out of network next year to hire a new play-by-play guy.
Well, you know, I wonder about that, how he would be, because he's, you know, perfectly fine studio host, right? Like, got the cadence, he's got the tone, he is ideally what they teach at broadcasting, you know, like institutions, how to be a studio host.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can go from that to that same energy, that same cadence, and do that to play-by-play.
No. You got to liven it up a little
bit. You got to be different. You know, you got to think about when you go up and when you're not too down, because you want to keep people around. If the Blazers losing by 35,
right,
a lot of people are going to turn the game off, but you have to be able to keep that 25% to 35% engaged and still watch, right? That was why I'll say this. I wasn't a big Mike Rice guy. He forgot half the players' names. All he did was bitch and moan about how the officials were out against Portland. But what I will give him credit for is there were a lot of games where they were getting killed, and I'd be like, man, I'm not interested. And he'd start ranting about hot dogs.
And you would listen because it was entertaining.
I would stick around, and he would get me to stick to the TV. So as much criticism as I give him, He had that great ability.
Yeah, you have to have the personality to go with it, I think, for certain situations in a broadcast, whether it's a big win or a big loss or ugly moments. And hell, there was a lot of ugly moments throughout the course of this season. You got to be able to fill that time.
I'm going to throw my hat in the ring.
Okay, you going to apply?
Well, I would get all of Lamar's references. Like, Lamar would drop things like biting, and Kevin Calabro would be like, yeah. Biting? You've got popcorn in your mouth? What's this lit that the kids are talking about? And Lamar would always do it really well and have fun. And like, ah, oh, God. Kevin, come on.
Well, and somebody texted in about Lamar Hurd that he always shines the turd a little bit when they're not playing well. And
he's a team employee. You have to remember that.
People, there's only a handful of broadcasters that have the longevity and the ability to say whatever they want about their team because they have become so big and powerful that the fan bases love them, that they can bash the team when they're not playing well. Everybody else, you're going along and you're towing that company line and you're saying what you need to say to keep your job.
So outside of Swigard, because he's actually doing play-by-play, who are we picking at the Fan to be the guy? If you had to pick somebody at the Fan to be the guy.
Well, I'm going
to
go ahead.
Dusty because he called high school for so long?
Yeah, I think Rop's immediately eliminated because of his history with the team.
Ooh, I think he fights Neil Olshay for the right to have that job.
They get in a fight?
I think they have shirtless Jello bath fight.
Oh, whoa.
Let's make it real weird. Let's get
you
old school style.
That?
Yeah.
A little Jello fight?
Maybe a 2K jelly fight?
Ew.
Rop and his
I did not need that visual.
His chest hair versus Neil Olshay, who probably waxes all his stuff off.
Totally waxes.
He's
absolutely
fake tans and he waxes. Yeah. It's okay.
I needed a good pounding today.
Wait, that's a drop. I would go Dusty probably
because he's got the experience.
He's got the experience. He's got the personality to fill a little bit of time.
But does he have the catchphrase?
I don't know what is. We'd have to text him and ask what his catchphrase would be.
Yay!
I'm going to come at you like molasses.
Is that a drop? I've never heard that drop before.
I don't know any of our drops. Yeah. Swag's really a stickler with our drops. He doesn't let us like mess with them. And there's also no organization. So I can never find a drop when I need it.
Yeah.
It's always kind of out of whack.
Somebody wants a team of Bill Walton and Mike Rice. And you know what? Look, for one game, I would be totally on board with that because it would be hilarious. And then after the first game, I think we'd all be saying, shoot me in the face.
I think if we all dropped acid, we'd enjoy it on a regular basis.
I can handle like one game a month of Mike Rice and Bill Walton.
Could you?
I think, well, it's many games. How many NBA games? In a regular season, how many games do you play in a month?
What would that be?
Like 12?
82. Yeah.
12 games in a month?
13.
You give me one out of 12? I could handle that.
Okay. Okay, coming up next, we'll hear from Damian Lillard and get your thoughts. Also, a lineup that we might see that I'm kind of interested in. I'm not a big fan of it, but I do want to see it. I'll tell you what that is next. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.